Menial tasks get a bad rap. They're at times looked down upon. Little jobs, say, sweeping, mopping, or even caring for the sick, helping those who can no longer do basic hygienic tasks for themselves. This, for some reason, is looked down upon, maybe because the reward in this life can be so small. However, in eternity, I think it's very different from the rewards you receive in this life. Princess Margaret of Hungary was one such person who thought highly of work, the work to care for the sick. She was born in the 13th century of King Bela IV of Hungary and Croatia, and she was known for performing many menial tasks, especially when she became a Dominican nun. King Bela IV and his wife, before St. Margaret was born, really offered her up to God and as a petition that the country would be saved and delivered from the scourge of the Tartars. This prayer was answered, and at the age of 3, little Margaret, Princess Margaret, became sort of a nun. At the age of 4, she demanded the religious habit of St. Dominic, and she got her wish. For years, people didn't take her seriously, this little princess who wanted to become a nun, who lived the spiritual life, the cloister life of nuns, and helped out the many poor people who were sick within the area. Her father tried to marry her off at least once, and in an effort to prevent this and to be wholly dedicated to God, she made solemn profession in the hands of a blessed Humbert of Romans, the 5th master of the Dominican order. This didn't stop the king of Bohemia. He pleaded to the Pope to get a dispensation for Sister Margaret, that she would be relieved of these vows and to marry him. She refused. She remained a Dominican nun and carried on her work to care for the poor. During the winter, she was known to continue to perform menial tasks until her hands bled. She denied the royal comforts that her family repeatedly sent her to the monastery, and instead she gave them to the poor. Menial tasks are good. They're an arduous good, and it's something worthy to do for someone you love, especially those who you don't know. Work is unique to humans. No other creature does it quite like us. And toil is something universally known by all of us. It is familiar especially to doctors and nurses who spend days and nights at their patients' bedsides, especially the nurses and technicians caring for the sick. The same way, little Margaret, Princess Margaret, now Saint Margaret, did for all those poor patients. Saint Margaret is our example, a shining light of compassion for this arduous labor in the vineyard, caring for the forgotten, the sick, those who could no longer perform these basic tasks, hygienic tasks, that many, I think today, in some ways maybe scorn, or definitely dislike. Margaret embraced this vocation wholeheartedly. Christ accepted his cross with love and humility, some way of degrading, not necessarily degrading his nature, but showing his great love for us. And so St. Margaret did this for about 30 years or so as a Dominican nun. And so today, we ask St. Margaret's intercession for all those health workers, all caregivers who perform these menial tasks. We hope and we pray that this work really sanctifies both the caregiver and also the patient who is in great need. St. Margaret of Hungary, pray for us.